Vayter in Chas, Rebbe Basa, Daf Kuf Samach Aleph, picking it up on the top of the page, three lines down. Now, we had a question about where do you sign on the get?
What you do is you sign on the back, and it's opposite the end of the shtar. Like when you finish writing the shtar, turn it over, and you sign the signatures with the last signature corresponding to the end of the of what's written on the other side.
Shouldn't we be worried that maybe whoever has it is going to go, you have a malvin all over, let's say the malvin has it, when he lent it, he's going to continue writing on it, whatever he wants, and then and then on the other side, he's going to have more signatures, so it'll be like more than two people, three people, four people,
I did this so that there should be more Edus going on over here. That's why I did it. Therefore, we're going to get messed over.
Amar Lei says, so me suffered Edom kisidron chasime. Did you think, according to Rimei Abba, that the witnesses sign normally, which means to say parallel to the lines of the text? It says, no, Edom milmata lemala chasime. The way that they would go and they would sign was not parallel to the actual writing, like you take a document, you write a bunch of things, you turn it over and you sign like normally you'd write, but rather perpendicular, the opposite, turn the page sideways, and that's how they would sign. So the beginning of their signature, let's say the name is Reuven, was one of your Edom, so the beginning of it, the reish would be a parallel to the very, I'm sorry, would start from the last line. So imagine you write a whole paragraph, turn the paper over, turn it sideways, and from the last line, that's when you start the letter resh, and then you go to the left, obviously, and then you're going from the bottom, kilo is going to be from the bottom of the text to the top of the text. So how many signatures you do, now it's going to end up being, it's starting from that point, therefore not worried. Eidem umata l'malach hasime. Says the Gemara of Aleichestilma Misramya Reuse Beshita Acharon. But maybe we should worry that they still mess around with this. We should be worried that perhaps when they go and they sign the signatures like that, what's going to end up happening is Dilma Misrami Reuse Beshita Acharon. The last line will be something which ends up to be bad for the person who has the shtar. So what he wants to do is Vigaizli the Shita Acharon. He'll cut off the last line. Of the, you know, just cut the last line of the of what's written over there. Like, let's say it's paid up or whatever it is. He doesn't want to be written there. The guy is the Reuven Bahadeh, and he'll end up cutting off the name Reuven over there. Now, it's not a problem. This is interesting because, let's say one of the Edom was Reuven Ben Yaakov Eid, right? So you end up going to cut off the name Reuven along with the last line. Ben Yaakov Eid, but it'd still be okay because you have the words Ben Yaakov Eid, and that's good enough. The time for Wellington and Mishnah and Gittin, Ben Ish Poni Eid Kasher. But Eid Kasher, it says Ben Ish Poni Eid, this person then is going to be a Kasher. It says Rishpam, Me'acha Shemakirin Shezek Sav Yado Shalosa Ben Poni. We know this is handwriting, that's written. So even if they run from a perpendicular from the bottom to the top, still their shtick. And for the Gemara, the Chsev Reuven Ben Yaakov Dara V'Yaakov Eid Ilave. The way that he writes it is in a way that Reuven Ben is on one part, which is opposite the last line, and Yaakov Eid is above that, and that's not good enough because you have to have Ben Yaakov Eid, right? Or so, yeah. So that's how you work it out. I v'leichesh dama gaiyas leila Reuven Ben. Why don't we just say they'll cut off Reuven Ben, but let me like it work with the words that are staying over there and just say that there's a guy named Yaakov that did it, and therefore it's going to be good, even if the father's name isn't there. If not, if we learned the name Mishnah, Ish Poloni Aid Kasha, that actually works. It's good. Nah, the Lok Siv Aid. We tell the guy, don't write the word Eid over there, and then all that it's going to remain is going to wear the name Yaakov, and that's not good. It has to say Yaakov Eid, or it has to say Ben Yaakov, so if it's Reuven Ben on one line, on the last line, and then Yaakov by itself without the word Eid, then if you get Reuven Ben, you get rid of it, then you're not going to have the, you're not going to be, it's not going to be a good document, because all you have the word Yaakov, so you have to have Yaakov Eid, and they determine not the word Yaakov over there. People say another answer is Lolam de Kosovate. Really, he did write the word Eid after the father's name, but still, the one with the, who's holding that star is not able to say that he signed it. The Adin and Bad, the Hachasimus Yida, because we know that this particular signature, beep, turn the page, Kuf Samchama base,
Lav de Yaakov, who doesn't belong to anybody named Yaakov, right? There's nobody that says Rashbam in this particular case is ein bazeh hamalchus shum adam sheshmo Yaakov shichtav kach. There's nobody that has that name that they're going to write like that. Maybe Reuven signed using the name of his father, and therefore he's able to go and cut off the final line if it has that shtick over there. Maybe instead of signing his own name, he uses his father's name as like is covered for his father. It says Yaakov Chasam Reuven v'chein min hago lachtom l'chvod aviv. The Gemara lo shavik in a shmei day chasam shmei davur. A person doesn't leave his own name and sign the name of his father, right? So therefore, if only one name is there, it's got to be the actual aid itself. Frank the Gemara, maybe that was though that Taka was his signature. Vidilma Simana Ba'amahu Deshavya. Maybe he used his father's name as his simon. You know, people that used to have their chasima, they would have like a fish or a sword or whatever it is. And maybe that was the thing he used as a chasima. The Rav Tsair Kavra. Rav, when he used to do his signature, he drew a fish instead of his name. That's how he used to go and do it. Rav Chanina Tsir Harusa used to do palm branches. Rav Chista Samach, he used the letter Samach. Rav Hoshaya Ayin, he used the letter Ayin. Rav Baravhuna Machusa, he would do the mast of a ship. That's what he used as his signature. So therefore, maybe that taka would be good enough. Everything where Aloha to finish is fully the Shmei Davua Simana. That's such a chutzpah. No one would use his father's name as their simon. That's just a chutzpah de gezach to do such a thing. Marzutra Amar Lama Lach Kulei Hai. Why do you have to go so far with this? Kol Mekusher Shein Eidav Kulin B'Shita Akas Pasol. Any bound shtar in which all the signatures of the Eidim do not all start at the end, start and end on the same line, is no good. In other words, he's saying, he's agreeing according to Rav Chista that the Eidim, they sign perpendicular. But we were having like a Havamina that maybe what it was in the world of Rav Chista, that when they used to sign perpendicular, it was only the first Eid that would finish it with the line, the other ones can be even higher. Now he's saying, no, all of them have to sign on that same thing. And if you go and delete that, then you end up with all of them, only one names over there and the word Eid. That's a little bit shady over there. And right away, they're going to say something's not right over here. And they're going to be able to detect that this is not a good shtar. So therefore, that won't end up happening. Okay, my friends, we're going to step over here. I want to wish all you all a great, great day.